Hi, my name is Jennifer Leaf, and I'm a program manager with the Visual C++ team. I'm going to show you some of the new features in Visual Studio 2012 to help you create a Windows Store app using C++ and DirectX. You can create rich graphical apps for the Windows Store using any of the supported programming technologies, including Visual Basic, C Sharp, or C++ using XAML, or JavaScript in HTML. However, when you need to have maximum control over how your app is rendered, such as a 3D game, C++ and DirectX is the way to go. All of the other features of Windows Store apps are available for DirectX apps, including first-class touch and pen input, contracts, and support for devices that run Windows RT. Visual Studio 2012 includes everything you need to start writing your DirectX app, including the DirectX SDK, which is now part of the Windows SDK. So let's take a look at creating an app. There are two easy ways to start writing your DirectX app. If you want to start with just the basic app infrastructure, including the core application model code and a basic renderer, you can use one of the DirectX templates that are included in Visual Studio 2012. If you want to see a complete game example, you can now download code samples and templates from the MSDN samples gallery directly from the new project window. So now let's take a look at some of the coding features. Visual Studio now includes support for HLSL syntax coloring, indenting, and outlining. It also includes MS Build support, so you can compile your HLSL files into CSO files directly from your project. You can also debug your shader code from Visual Studio, as we'll see in a few minutes. Even when you want to use DirectX to render the graphics in your app, you may still want to include XAML components and controls. For example, you can use XAML to easily draw a heads-up display in a game or to show a menu. There are a few different ways of using XAML and DirectX together in your app. The right one to use depends on how you're using DirectX and whether or not you need real-time performance. The XAML DirectX 3D shooting game sample, which I'm running now, renders a XAML overlay in the middle of the screen. The overlay is rendered directly to the DirectX swap chain. This approach works great for games and other DirectX apps where you need to update graphics in real time. If you want more information, you can also watch the video on creating Windows Store apps using C++ and XAML for another example of using DirectX and XAML together in the same app. If you're using one of the retail versions of Visual Studio, you also have access to additional tools to work with graphics assets, as well as graphics debugging and diagnostics tools. These tools can also be used for desktop app development. So now let's take a look at some of the tools for working with graphics assets. You can use the Visual Studio Image Editor to view and edit texture and image formats, such as PNG, JPEG, bitmap, and DDS files, plus many more. You can view different color channels, including the alpha channel, and you can even check images for transparency. The 3D Model Viewer includes support for the FBX format, among others. In the Model Viewer, you can pan, you can zoom, you can look at models from different perspectives. You can switch between perspective and orthographic views. And there are many other tools you can use to look at your models. You can also use the Shader Designer to create visual effects, even if you don't know HLSL. Once I've created a shader using the designer, I can apply that shader to a model. And then I can watch it animate in real time using the Model Viewer. There are many more tools for working with images, models, and shaders in Visual Studio, so try them out with your own apps. Now let's look at the DirectX graphics debugging and diagnostics tools. These tools integrate some of the functionality from the Pix for Windows tool that was part of the DirectX SDK. You can capture frames to a log file while your app is running, or you can programmatically capture frames. You can then use Visual Studio to analyze the log files. So now we'll look at a modified version of the Marble Maze sample where I've introduced a programming error so I can demonstrate how to use some of these tools. I expected to see a white marble in the center of this area here. If I select a pixel, I can use the graphics pixel history window to look at how the pixel's color value changes with each event. If I suspect that the issue is in the code for a shader, I can start the HLSL debugger directly from this window. In this case, the pixel history doesn't point to an obvious issue, so I'll switch over to the event list. This will let me see all of the DirectX events that occurred while rendering the entire frame. I also will want to use the pipeline stages window. This shows how a particular draw event moves through the graphics pipeline. Now I'm going to filter on the draw calls so I can find the call where the marble is drawn. I can see in the pipeline stages window that the geometry for the marble was sent to the GPU in the input assembler stage, but the marble doesn't appear after the vertex shader stage. I can also start the HLSL debugger from the pipeline stages window, and I can step through the shader code just like I can step through code that runs on a CPU. When I look at the projection constant, I see that its values are all zeros. This doesn't look right. The projection variable is being set from source code, not shader code. So I'll use the event call stack to see the call stack of the code as it existed when this particular draw event occurred. When I look at this call in the Marble Maze class, I can see the variable used to set the constant buffer used by the shader. When I go to where the variable was initialized, I can see that I set the buffer data using a variable that hadn't yet been initialized. If I swap these two lines of code and then run the game, I should now see the marble. And there's the marble, right where we expected. You can find a more detailed walkthrough of these DirectX and debugging and diagnostics tools on MSDN. Once you have a working app and you're ready to submit it to the Windows Store, you can prepare, test, and upload your app, all from Visual Studio. You'll want to make sure that you update the app manifest, since the Windows Store uses the manifest to get information about your app. Before you upload your app to the Windows Store, you can create a package and test it on your computer using the Windows App Certification Kit. This runs the same technical tests that the Windows Store will use as part of certifying your app. As the test process can take a few minutes to run, here is an example of the test report. Once your tests have passed, you're ready to go through the Windows Store submission process. These are just some of the new tools in Visual Studio for creating Windows Store apps using C++ and DirectX. Check out the other Visual Studio launch videos, the Windows Dev Center, and MSDN for even more information and samples for creating your apps. Thanks for watching, and I can't wait to see all the great apps that you'll make with C++ and DirectX.